Here we are at Rambling Man Fair with Warren Haynes. Welcome, sir.
Glad to be here.
I did a recent interview with Joe Bonamassa, who said he wishes he could have your ability and memory to just conjure out 200-plus songs on any given night.
Well, he plays quite a few himself.
Well, this is the thing. He does. I worked out he does an album about every 3.5 to 4 months in some form.
Yeah.
So he's prolific.
Yeah. And I love the fact that Joe and a lot of other people are doing different things all the time now, because, you know, I think as artists it helps keep us fresh, but I think the audience likes it too, you know. And I think he's doing that Blues Invasion thing right now.
Just
right?
Finished the UK tour recently.
Yeah.
So he's been busy. And, of course, yourself, the Government Mule stuff, you're doing your solo stuff. Do you ever get confused? I know you've got this amazing memory, but do you ever think, hang on a minute, what's happening? Where are we?
I'm consistently confused, so I'm equally confused all the time.
That sounds like a great prog album title, equally confused all the time.
But, you know, it's for me, it's fun to go from one thing to another. So what little confusion or something like that exists is kind of just part of the challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't mind it. Sometimes there's a slight adjustment period, you know, going from one to the other. But I make up for it by getting the fresh energy and inspiration from the different projects.
Do you need that for you personally, rather than just the single dimension of one band, conveyor belt? Some people need that all the time, but do you need that just to keep you fresh and going?
I think so, yeah. I think I need to be doing something different as often as possible. The one thing that I gravitate back toward the most is obviously Government Mule. That's the thing that gets the most of my attention. But we can't work 365 days a year, and it works out good for me because I like doing the other things. But I think I would kind of go a bit nuts if I had to do the same thing all the time.
Yeah. And speaking of Government Mule, you have Mule plans for later in the year?
We're going to start making a studio record hopefully in November. And if things turn out good, we're going to release it in May.
Yeah,
and we'll be back in the UK somewhere shortly after that. So
this is almost like a holiday for you, going out solo, doing your own thing, personal time.
And it's coming to an end. We have tonight's show. I have one more show in the States, another festival with Ashes and Dust Band, and that's it for now. Then once Government Mule starts back, it's full tilt.
So you've easily got the next 18 months to 2 years mapped out, good to go.
Yeah, you know, and not that it's not subject to change, but we have our hands full for sure.
All right, well, here's to keeping them full for many years.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the weekend. Safe journey home, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.